Would you spare me some leaves? 'Cause I'm all out of tea. Would you walk a mile for some chamomile? Would you try this at home?
Hi, welcome to the Chai This at Home podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mark.
And I'm Katie. It sounds like the tea kettle is whistling, so let's go ahead and get started. Hello, guys. We are pleased to be back in the recording studio, by which I mean our living room, but with a microphone on and with tea. Because we've been really busy the past couple weeks, and any podcasts you heard have been from our backlog, because we have not had time to record anything.
Nope.
So anyways, today we are here with a tea that I've been super excited about trying. It's Hibiscus Key Lime from Republic of Tea. They sent us a sample when we got our Mandalorian teas that Mark got me for Christmas. So I'm really excited about this because key lime is my favorite pie ever, and so I'm hoping this tastes somewhat like key lime pie.
That would be nice. I like lime.
But anyways, yeah, I feel like there's so many... There's a lot of lemon teas and a lot of orange teas, but they leave out the lime side of the citrus family.
Yeah, that does sound correct.
And a lot of times, like, the orange especially, it's, like, spice. Orange spice.
Right.
And as a person who doesn't like cinnamon that much, it's disappointing to me, but it's fine. So, Hibiscus Key Lime Pie. Not pie. There's no pie in the name of it. Hibiscus Key Lime comes in both tea bags and loose leaf from Republic of Tea. The tea bags, it's going to be $11 for your tin, which is 36 tea bags. So according to them, that puts you at 31 cents a cup. I don't doubt that because I assume you're using one tea bag per cup. And that makes it about $5.42 per ounce. I will not lie, that is more than we like to pay per ounce. The loose leaf, however, is $47 for a pound, which according to them makes it 22 cents per cup. And according to me, makes it $2.94 per ounce. We still like to get it lower than that. I mean, we like to get the least expensive quality tea we can. But hey, below $3, not awful if you can afford to drop like $50 on tea all at once, and you would have to like this a lot.
You also get free tea.
True.
When you order from Republic of Tea.
You get some free samples like this one that we're having now. Mark, where are you going? Mark is leaving me. Come back, Mark.
Pardon?
I don't know what Mark is doing. Oh, Mark needed to get a plate to put the tea bag on the rebrew, in the rebrew on. Sorry if you're hearing noise of him walking over our squeaky floors. But I will read you the description of this tea. The seductive flavors of the tropics emerge like a soft, warm breeze with every sip of this tangy hibiscus tea. Nigerian hibiscus mingles with a squeeze of refreshing key lime, hints of lively rose hips, and naturally sweet apples. Do you feel seduced by that description, Mark?
I prefer my teas to be a little bit spicier.
I don't know. I think I'm going to like the seduction of this tea. It is caffeine-free, since it is herbal. And I think that's about it for this. Oh, wait, no. I can tell you more things. It is gluten-free. I think probably most teas are. It is sugar-free. So are most teas, if you don't put sugar in them. It is carb-free. Again, so are most teas, so I'm not sure why they're telling us all this. But good for them, I guess. Apparently, according to the packaging, it's an environmentally friendly, round, unbleached tea bag, free of unnecessary strings, staples, and tags. Which is all good and well, but it'd be more environmentally friendly to just buy loose leaf. And also, I hate the fishing out of the round tea bags.
Like, yeah.
They have no tag. They have no corner you can grab onto. You gotta get a spoon, and that's a pain.
They have to be at least teardrop shape.
Yeah. So, way to go be environmentally friendly, Republic of Tea. But it'd be more environmentally friendly to just not sell tea bags. So,
yeah.
If you're really into environmental friendliness... Why would you buy them? But anyways, Mark, tell us about brewing this tea.
Well, I'm really excited for the first one. I've got to say that, looking at it. But the second one is not. But that's beside the point right now. It was just what I was thinking because I just pulled out the tea bag. So it's an herbal tea. So you brew it at boiling for 5 to 7 minutes. It's a tea bag. There's no amount other than one. So.
Yay. So looking at this, our first brew of this tea, it's very red.
It is very red.
Towards the purplish side rather than the orangish side. I can still see all the way to the bottom of the thing, but it is very saturated color.
Yes, it is very, very... I'm amazed at how red this is, honestly.
If you are people who drink your tea because of the color, this is probably a good one. Although hibiscus in general.
Yeah.
But... it smells limey. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I can smell the hibiscus as well.
It does. It smells like it will have some sweetness, not just sourness. So
yes.
That's good. I'm going to try it first. That is way, way sweeter than I was expecting. I'm so confused right now.
Should have gotten more, because I'm not going to get the rest of this, am I?
Honestly, it's sweeter than I wanted it.
Oh. It's about what normal hibiscus teas that I've experienced are.
I feel like all the hibiscus tea I've had has been sour.
Interesting.
Maybe I'm crazy.
It is a little bit sour, but it... like, this one is missing the sour that I'm used to. But it is about the same level of sweetness.
Yeah, it's very sweet. The lime isn't very strong.
No.
You could taste it, but it's more of a back-of-the-mouth thing.
Right.
Like, at first you're just like, wow, this is sweet. It's, honestly, I feel like it's sweeter than key lime pie itself. And that has a lot of sugar in it.
Am I allowed to try more?
You may try more.
Yeah. It's pretty close to...
it feels like Mark just dumped a ton of sugar in it.
I did not.
And it's a sugar-free tea, so there's no sugar in it. I suppose there's still, like, natural sugars.
Yeah.
I don't know how
I mean, there's apple in it, isn't there?
Yeah. I don't know how that works in tea. Like, do they get extracted into the tea or not?
I don't know.
Who knows?
We should do, like, a chemistry of tea at some point.
That would be interesting. I'm a little disappointed by this tea. It's not... I was hoping for it to be a little more limey and a little more sour.
Hmm.
It's good, but especially at the price, I would not buy it again. If anyone has any other lime teas that they really enjoy that they wanted to, like, tell me about, I would definitely be very interested.
All right.
Let's look at the rebrew.
I am not excited.
Dirty water.
Yeah.
It looks pretty gross. It's like yellowish gray.
Yeah.
How long did the rebrew brew for?
5 minutes. Actually, a little more than 5 minutes. Probably 6 going on 7.
So I'm thinking all the hibiscus came out on the first brew, so I'm not even sure what's left over in this one. Don't make annoying noises like that, Mark. You're on microphone. All right, let's see here. Tastes like virtually nothing but a little bit of, like... it's like, you know, when water is just so faintly flavored like something else that it just tastes like the water's dirty?
Yeah.
Would not recommend rebrewing this. Maybe in its loose leaf form, it works better to rebrew. I could not tell you. But for...
I feel like for something that extreme, it wouldn't.
Yeah, probably not. For a tea that I said is, what, 542 per ounce in its tea bag form and doesn't rebrew, I wouldn't pay it. I was really excited for this tea, and I've been a little bit disappointed by it. It's not awful. I think I just had too high of expectations for it. I wish it had more lime.
Yeah.
But overall, Mark, would you like to give me pros and cons?
Pros. Well, we'll start with the caffeine content, as we try to always do. There's none. So take that as you will. Pros. It's very colorful. That's a lot of fun. Ooh, I bet it would stain, though.
It might if you left it in a mug for too long.
Or if you spilled it.
Oh, if you spilled it, yes, it would definitely stain. I will say that I tried the first brew again after drinking the rebrew, and it tastes a lot better now.
It's very flavorful, and it is a somewhat unique flavor. It, like Katie said, we don't have many lime teas that we've seen.
But it doesn't taste super limey.
Right.
It's mostly just sweet to me.
Which I guess goes into our cons. It's mostly just sweet.
So if you really like sweet tea and you are trying to cut back on sugar, then sure, go for this one. Or maybe they have some other hibiscus teas. I see a raspberry rose hibiscus. I see a hibiscus pineapple lychee. Not sure if I'm saying that right.
That would be a fun one.
Hibiscus blueberry, hibiscus strawberry. So you've got options.
Yeah. And then other cons are it's expensive and it doesn't rebrew.
Right. So overall, we've got more cons than pros on this one. Still a decent tea, but not one that I would personally recommend.
Yeah. I do think some of the pros are relatively big, though.
I mean, I like my tea to be colorful.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think that's about it on this tea, so have a great week, guys.